Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now? It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a dude.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
To be able to poop on a car like that was impressive, but it was disgusting at the same sense.
Fat chance.
He takes the spleens and spreads their fat to get an average 6-month temperature and precipitation forecast.
Best gag is you're going to get around here.
All right, time for the madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And Jones, today we got a story from South Carolina.
Oh,
never been to South Carolina?
The in-laws live in Charlotte, Bragg.
Sick Bragg, bro.
And that's, yeah.
It's in North Carolina, I believe.
It is, but it's it's right above the South Carolina line.
Makes sense.
Yes.
Makes
sense. Yep.
South Carolina. Always curious about East Carolina and West Carolina.
I'm not as well versed on where those check in, but Charlotte's a lot further south than you'd think.
Okay.
Within North Carolina.
Good to know.
So bottom of the North Carolina tier.
Sure.
Really be the top of the South Carolina tier, a little above it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Let's find out what's going on down there.
I'm Kaylin Richards. Continuing coverage out of the PD, a teaching assistant at West Florence High School is facing charges after.
All right. We have a.
Charges.
Facing charges. A teaching assistant at a high school is facing charges.
Okay.
That's never good.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
And there may be some, sadly, maybe some obvious things it could be. Do you have a guess as to what we might be dealing with down here? A teacher in a school.
I know. Some sort of contraband.
Contraband.
Yeah.
Okay. Like anything specific?
Drugs.
Drugs.
Yeah.
It could also mean drugs.
Yeah.
A teaching assistant at West Florence High School is facing charges after authorities say he caused a mysterious and disruptive odor at the school for weeks.
Okay.
A very disruptive odor.
I'm sorry. Did she say mysterious?
A mysterious odor for weeks.
It's mysterious.
So now he's in a lot of trouble. Yes. Yeah.
There's some terrible odors that really are not very mysterious. You're like, I know exactly what that is.
I can pinpoint that with my nose. All right. I don't need a lot of help.
And disruptive.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
32-year-old Alexander Lewis was arrested Friday. Now today he appeared in court, and that's where ABC 15's Alexis Cooper has more details.
More details.
Okay.
32-year-old Alexander Lewis is charged with disturbing schools and malicious injury to property.
The more and more news stories you watch, you notice how the setup, the end of the setup is always the exact beginning of the intro.
Yeah.
So the anchor, like, steals all the thunder from, like, the on-site reporter.
Yeah.
They're like, 32-year-old Alex Lewis has been arrested. She's like, yeah, 32-year-old Alex Lewis. Like, change the prompter.
In our update days, Keith, you ever do that where you, like, throw to a clip and you're like.
They say the exact same thing?
Yes. Yeah.
100% I have.
Yeah, I've done that too. But that's, I don't know who to blame on this one.
Bill Belichick says they need more from the team.
And he's like, we need more from the team. Yeah. that's exactly what this was. I've done
that. Cooper has more details.
Yeah.
32-year-old Alexander Lewis is charged with disturbing schools and malicious injury to property. Deputies say Lewis, a teaching assistant at West Florence High School, used a spray he bought online to mimic the smell of feces.
Mimic the smell of feces.
Now, I gotta be honest, it's not real feces, Jones. He's mimicking the smell. So he bought something online.
All right.
Which I think is important.
If you're watching today on YouTube.
Yeah, we're on YouTube today.
Subscribe to WEEI. We're always there. Currently, that's the only place we
are. Does that look like a guy who would buy spray online to mimic the smell of feces?
All right. I know.
Not to paint with a broad brush.
I know we're all due our day in court. That man's guilty. That man.
What, look at this guy.
That's a guilty man, is what that is.
He has cold, dead eyes.
Yeah.
He is like a full beard.
I mean, look.
Rosy cheeks.
You have the right to an attorney and everything else.
Yeah,
I mean,
no.
I mean, look, have your day in court, sir.
I agree.
But you're guilty.
Yeah.
I know a guilty man when I see one. That's a guilty man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the specific detail that he bought the spray online. Like, that helps the story in any way. It doesn't matter how he got it, does it?
I mean, isn't it better? I mean, I guess I got to hear the full story.
Sure you do.
But isn't it better that he's just mimicking the smell of feces as opposed to other ways of perhaps creating it?
Gave him the thought to even say, you know what I'm going to do? These kids are giving me a hard time. I'm going to show up with online spray that smells like feces and just spray it all around the school.
Yeah.
But you're also living in that. Like, that's one where you're like, I'm just going down with the ship.
And does everybody, what's his name again?
Alexander Lewis.
Thank you. By the way, we're in Mr. Lewis's class. It smells like poop again. Like, that's a good, like, that's what you want spreading around the school?
He's like, yep.
Yep. That's the poopy smelling classroom, Mr. Lewis.
Yes, his name is actually Alexander Paul Roberts Lewis.
Alexander Paul Roberts Lewis?
That's like, right.
This makes me question everything we know about Todd.
Four first names?
Todd Connolly Early, whatever his name is.
That's four first names.
That's what Todd has.
Well, Connolly is not really a first name.
Oh, no, it was four names, though. Yeah, not all first names. I'm sorry. Yes,
Red flag.
Yeah,
red flag.
Yeah, you're guilty. You're guilty. Yes, suspect.
Deputies say Lewis, a teaching assistant at West Florence High School, used a spray he bought online to mimic the smell of feces. Investigators believe he sprayed it multiple times between August 25th and September 19th, disrupting classes, triggering health issues, and costing the district nearly $55,000 in inspections and air conditioning damages.
Is ruining the AC with this fake fart spray? Like, what is that kind of madman are we dealing
with? I'm sorry. And he's not even, did I hear, not to shame the man's profession, but he's not even a teacher. He's a teaching assistant.
He's the assistant
teacher. His teaching assistant salary is using on this. It sounds like a sizable amount is what it sounds like.
A good chunk.
Okay. Yeah.
The charges, sir, are going to be returnable to two different courts.
This is him in court.
The malicious injury to personal property charge is going to be returnable to the General Sessions Court on November the 19th at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
The bond for that charge is going to be $8,000.
Okay, that's $8,000.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
All right. The bond for the interfering with schools is going to be returnable to Florence Master's Court on October the 15th at 10 o'clock.
How much?
And the bond for that is when...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay. So now we're at
$1,429. $626.
That's what he's dealing with.
We're knocking on 10 grand.
We're just shy of 10 grand.
Yeah.
Which would be 10 Lego Death Stars.
Thank you.
If you will. I know you were trying to do the math on that real quick.
Yeah.
Lewis's total bond was set at just over $9,000.
We did the math on that. We figured it out already, lady.
1,000 Cirillos.
Yeah. It was 8,000. Yeah, about roughly 1,000 Jeff Cirillos. Good. Thank you, Nick.
For weeks, students and staff reported headaches, nausea, and dizziness from what they described as a strong gas-like smell.
Gas-like. It's not the real thing. Definitely not.
We talked to several parents over the course of several weeks.
Good.
This one sharing helped.
Look at you out there doing your job. Good for you. Nice.
This one sharing health concerns.
My son has been, his asthma has been triggered multiple times because of this, and I've had him taken to the doctor 3 times.
Back in August, the district sent out an email to parents saying West Florence High School's gas lines, propane systems, and air quality were inspected, and nothing dangerous was found. Now, officials believe the mystery odor was intentional and say Lewis was behind it. In Florence, Alexis Cooper, ABC 15 News.
Crushed it.
He walked into...
Is that a guy? Is that a real person?
I don't know. He walked into court. The judge looked at him and said, is this the guy? He goes, yes. He goes, yeah, you're guilty.
Yeah, this is that guy.
This is you.
You definitely did it.
And Lewis is due back in court next month. Be sure to continue following this story with us at ABC 15 News.
All right. Well, it's a good story. It's one to follow for sure.
I don't want to defend this individual here, but, like, I mean, was he wronged in some way? Like, why was he lashing out?
We don't know the motive.
Okay, I would like to know the motive.
I would think maybe he got bullied a little bit by the students. Yeah, That's tough. They gang up on you, and you're like, come on.
Yeah.
I'm an adult.
You guys
should be able to pick on the adult.
Yeah.
And then he went home and was like, I was going to get him. Like, how are you going to get him?
It must be like the first day of school, though. Didn't they say, like, August 25th?
Yeah, South Carolina, they super glued his chair.
They start early down the South.
Like, the first day he got bullied, he's like, I got him.
Pretty much.
They put his drawers in the desk upside down. And he's just, these kids, I'll get him.
Wait till I stink this place up. Like, what is that going to do? Like, you also have to work there. It's a terrible plan. But there he is. So maybe we'll get an update on this.
I would like one. I mean, if we're being, I feel like we can't fully, well, I saw the picture of him, so we can.
Yeah.
But largely, I'd like to know a little bit more of the backstory here.
Yeah. Well,
the origin story.
Yeah.
Really,
how this will work. You also are a big proponent of the inside job.
Yeah.
Which clearly this is.
Yeah. Case closed. Inside job.
Teacher.
Yeah.
$50,000 in damages to the AC. Ruin the AC? That's a lot of fake feces spray.
And the inspector. I think they're paying a lot
of inspector fees.
Inspectors, they need.
Yeah, you're right. You
gotta grease those palms.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so they always need their payday. I think that was where a lot of that was going.
I agree.
Okay, well, that's the madness. Every Tuesday, most Thursdays, here on Jones and Keefe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.